Hello and good morning, and happy Christmas Day. Listen to a special show here on Pegasus Radio with me, Ruben. Coming up on today's show, there's a double bill of single songwriters written to the interviews and playing their new singles. My first guest artist, single songwriter, is Kitty May. Turn to Kitty May about her career and playing her new Christmas single called Winter Nights. Also chatting to Randy O'Neill. Randy O'Neill, singer-songwriter, about her career and to playing her current Christmas single called What Do You Say, Santa. Also got some CJC promotions with Grindle and Company. I'll be playing tracks from them also, and more old and new Christmas music also. Being start off with now the great Cliff Richard and Miss You Nights.
I've had many times, I can tell you, times when innocence I trade for company and children saw me crying. I thought I'd had my share of that, but these missing nights are long. Stud my heaven, southward burning lie the jewels that I outplace, and the warm winds that embrace me. Just as surely kissed your face, yeah, these missing nights. How I missed you, I'm not likely to tell. I'm a man in cold daylight, buys the pride I'd rather sell. All my secrets are a wasted affair. You know them well. Thinking cut the thread and leave it all behind. Looking when was for my comfort, I take each day as it arrives. But these miss you nights are the longest. Your surrender. It's only me who's killing time. Lay down all dreams and things once remembered. It's just the same, this miss you game. These miss you nights are the longest.
Thinking of selling your home? Call Bexhill Estates, Bexhill's most highly rated estate agent, for your free no-obligation valuation today on 01424 233330. Paul Henson, the sounds of the 60s and 70s, from 11am till 1pm, Monday to Friday, only on Bexhill Radio. Bexhillradio.co.uk. Bexhill Radio.
Don't lock up your daughters.
Tune them into Bexhill Radio
and save on the dog food.
Bexhillradio.co.uk.
Hello to Kitty May. How are you today?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for chatting to you today. So, Kane, tell me, how have you been as a singer-songwriter for?
Since I was about 15, I'm now 21.
So what got you into being a singer-songwriter and a singer?
I was raised by very musical parents, more on the classical side of things. So I played piano and violin from a young age. And then it was sort of when I went to high school and I started getting into bands and things like that, discovering that kind of music, and I started playing guitar. I was like, this is what I want to do. So I started writing songs, and I had the courage to perform for the first time when I was 15, and it all went from there.
So what musical instruments do you play?
I play piano, I play guitar, a bit of ukulele.
That's good. And your voice also, that's a musical instrument.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So what was it like, I'm guessing you went into a recording studio, so what was that like going to the recording studio?
Yeah, it was a lovely experience working with Gavin at Catch 21. He's a really, really chill guy. I've been working with him for several years now, so I feel like he really understands me as an artist and what I want to create. And we work really well together. It's a lovely studio he has. And yeah, I'm always happy with how the tracks turn out. Always have a good experience there.
So, was it like at Catch 21 Records?
Sorry?
And was it like being at Catch 21 Records?
Yeah, really, really good. Really good experience with Gavin. Yeah, he always does a good job.
So, can you tell me more about your debut single called It's Impossible?
Yes. That was actually one of the first songs I ever wrote. I just didn't really do anything with it. I'm not sure why. And then I kind of came back to it a couple of years later and I was like, this has potential. This is actually quite good. So I shared it with Gavin and he was like, yeah, let's get into record it. And obviously I did a video for it and everything. Yeah, it was really exciting releasing that as my first single. So I felt like, you know, it was my song baby, and to have it out in the world was really exciting.
So do you like doing music videos to come to your singles that you release?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I'm a bit awkward in front of the camera. I try not to be. But Yeah, I think I'm getting better at it. And it is always good fun doing that and creating something, you know, visually engaging to go with my music. I think that helps people stay engaged.
I'm guessing the same, like going back to studio, I guess. You improve, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Kitty, what about your debut EP called After Dark?
Yeah, After Dark is a collection of songs that I wrote, some of the first songs that I wrote. It was really, really good to bring them to life in the studio. I felt like they're a nice little collection of songs that all go together really well. I sing a lot about kind of nighttime and nature imagery, and it's just about my life and experiences I had when I was a teenager, really. Yeah, and it was good to get them out, and I played them live with a band now, and yeah, I'm still pleased with that first release. Yeah.
So, can you tell me what's the band members you got in your band?
The band members.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of bands over the last few years, actually. At the moment, we're kind of taking a bit of a break, but I'm hoping to get back on it soon. But I had a keys player, lead guitarist, bassist, and a drummer. And then I play rhythm guitar, well, acoustic, and sing.
Oh, that's good. So we're going to hope you do it, restart again in the new year.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully I need to get in touch with the guys.
Get back on the road. So yeah. Can you tell me more about the single that released, the first single that released this year called Never Forget?
Yes, Never Forget, I think, is still my favourite song that I've released. I wrote that song on my 17th birthday, actually. Yeah, it's not really about anything specific. It was just kind of how I was feeling in that moment. I had a lot going on lately. I was starting college, meeting new people. So yeah, that was exciting to write about, and yeah, I just absolutely love the production on that song and what Gavin did with it, and Nathan as well, who produced that song with Gavin. And we were all in the studio, and it was really exciting bringing it to life and like really building up throughout the song. And I love that. That song will always have a place in my heart.
So, where do you get your inspiration from?
My inspiration? I'm really heavily inspired by nature when I write, like, especially forests, the rain, nighttime. As in other artists, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. She's definitely inspired me from a very young age. Also, bands like Radiohead, Nirvana, I feel have really helped shape me as an artist.
So I come from a non-singing background. So can you tell me what's it like when you go to the recording studio? You know, what's that experience?
Sorry?
Like, you know, what's it like, you know, how do you like put a song together from your point of view?
What, in the studio or when I'm actually writing it at home?
Yeah, writing it.
I need to have something specific that I'm writing about, and I usually start by just writing down little phrases, like in the notes on my phone, writing down little phrases, like little sentences, things, ideas that pop into my head, and then I'll usually just pick up the guitar, start playing some chords, and just kind of, yeah, read the notes on my phone and just put something together with those, and it kind of all comes together from there. That's sort of my process.
And then taking it into the studio and doing demos, I guess.
Yeah, when I go into the... I always send Gavin a voice memo just to be playing with the guitar. Then when we go in, we'll record like a bass track. Not bass the instrument, but like, so I'll play guitar and sing the song through, so we have the structure down, and then we will record loads of stuff around that. So we usually start with like keys, bass, backing vocals, extra guitars, and then we'll often go back and re-record that initial thing that we put down, so it just sounds better. It's good to have that to work from at the start.
Yes, then you do put your main vocals on top of that, then, do you?
Yeah, well, we usually create a bit of a backing track before putting my main vocals on, yeah.
It's quite a long process.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I enjoy it. It's creative, coming up with all different parts. So I always play like the keyboard parts, some of the guitar parts on the tracks, and then Gavin will do bass. We'll get a drummer in. It's really exciting.
Oh, thank you for all that information. So, give me more about your EP, second EP that is called Something Missing.
Yes, I'm very pleased with this release. I think it's definitely a improvement from After Dark. Yeah, again, these are just songs that I've written over the last year or so. Some of them are old songs that I revived. I really like the direction we've taken with the production on this EP. I think it's different to After Dark, but it still sounds like me, which is good. Some of the tracks are really high energy, lots of guitars, drum, lots of build-ups, and then a couple of the tracks are kind of more chill, soundscapey, ambient vibes. But I feel like they all fit together really, really nicely, and I think the production definitely did the songs justice on this one.
So, getting more about your latest single called Winter Nights.
Tonight, yes. I actually brought this song out last year on YouTube only, just as a very last minute thing, so I didn't really have time to promote it. So this year I was like, right, we're gonna try and get this song out there more. So it's now on streaming platforms. And I don't know, have you seen Ed Sheeran's latest video for Under the Tree, his new song? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he filmed it all in Southwold, which is like a 5 minute drive from my house. And so I thought it'd be fun to kind of not copy his video, but make my own video in Southwold and kind of go to the locations where he filmed his. So Ed Sheeran fans watch my video and be like, oh, that's the beach hut Ed was sat at, that was the shop he was stood in front of. So, yeah.
So, are you going to be working on any new music in the near future?
Yes, I've been writing lots and I plan to get back in the studio with Gavin in the new year and work towards something.
Will be doing another EP or an album maybe next year?
Hopefully an album this time, we're thinking. That'd be really cool because I've got two EPs now, and I think an album would be a good next move for me to make. Yeah.
Yeah, the next step up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've got a do you know collab with another artist? Would you prefer just working on your own?
I would actually really like to collab with more artists. Yeah, maybe on the album I'll feature a couple of other musicians, because on my first EP, there's a duet track with the Marjanovic Kyle from Norwich, and that was really cool. That's actually my most streamed song, so that went down really well. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I've never really co-written. I always like to write my own songs, but I'd be open to co-writing or definitely having other people sing on my tracks with me.
Guess you can bounce off ideas with each other that way, I guess.
Yeah, I've never really tried it, I guess. I've always just been like just me in my bedroom in a corner. But yeah, maybe that's something I should try in the new year, my New Year's resolution.
Can you tell me, what's it like being an independent artist for you?
It's quite hard to get yourself known, grow a fan base. It's really hard. Thankfully, in where I'm from, there's lots of supportive people. It's a really nice music community in Norwich where I study, and we're always trying to help each other, get out there. Yeah, it's definitely tricky. Just gotta just try my best really to make connections and get my music heard through social media really, and going out to other gigs and open mics and stuff like that.
So finally, can you tell my listeners where can they find you on your social media?
Yeah, my Instagram is kittymay.music, Facebook Kitty May, streaming platforms, YouTube, basically just search Kitty May, you can find me anywhere. I've also got a TikTok account, which is Maybelle, MAYYBELLE.X. That's my TikTok account. I've been using TikTok a lot more recently, so yeah, I'd appreciate any new followers.
Hope you have a great Christmas day and a great new year.
Thanks, you too.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, thank you.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
In the beginning, it did not seem fitting for me to say, so I'd watch and wait. And now years later, I seem so much better. There's a smile on my face, but I'm alone here every day. Winter nights are cold and grey, so darling, can I stay in your arms and watch the snow fall? La la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Now I sit in my window, looking out at the snow as it falls from the sky, and tears fall from my eyes, thinking of things to write inside. So I write with my best pen. I say, winter nights are cold and grey, so darling, can I stay in your arms and watch the snow fall? I know that sounds like a cliche, but tell me what you say.
Yes, that's a new single there by Kitty May called Winter Nights, and thank you for letting me interview you. from Songcast played here on Bexhill Radio podcast to website. That's www.bexhillradio.com, and we gladly play it for you on our future shows here on Bexhill Hill Radio. This is Gillian Mitchell from the Pringle and Company with CJT Promotions, and it's Gillian Mitchell. Oh, holy night.
Hi, this is Angela Saney, and you're listening to my Christmas single called Sweet Combination. Wishing you a happy Christmas and a happy New Year in 2025. Check out my exclusive interview coming soon to Bexhill Radio.
It's a sweet combination when you're baking with love at Christmas. Christmas, sugar and flour and all the good stuff. It's a sweet combination when you add it up. Sweet combination. It's finally that special time of year. Snow is falling with joy and cheer. It's Christmas time. It's
Beachcombers Hair Salon, 79 Western Road, Bexhill-on-Sea, TM41DT. Telephone 01424 213 881. Professional skills and friendly atmosphere. Follow us on Facebook.
Bexhill Radio.
Don't lock up your daughters.
Tune them into Bexhill Radio
and save on the dog food.
Bexhillradio.co.uk.
Hello to Randy O'Neill. How are you today?
Fantastic, Ruben. So glad to be here. So glad to be hanging out with you. For me, it's morning. So
thank you. Let me chat to you today. So can you tell me, how long have you been a singer-songwriter for?
I've been a singer-songwriter for a long time. I started as a singer, then eventually in college, I started writing my own stuff as a way of kind of therapy, working through some issues. And got away from a little bit, and then about 10, 11 years ago, I decided to do a solo project, and I had to learn how to play guitar, and started writing a whole lot of new material. So,
did you go to the recording studio to record your debut single?
I did. I had a really great team that I put together. I met at a conference, a producer, Marty Rifkin, and Janlin Dakota, Matt Moss did a lot of my tracks. And I had a lot of great coaching for my first time back in the studio. And I learned so much. They were a wonderful team. And it was just a great place to start.
So what was it like going to the recording studio, recording your debut single?
It was really a great songwriting process in that I learned to engrasp the edit with songs. You write a song and you're bleeding all over the place and you're like, I can't change a line. And they were so good about, we're going to make this stronger. You know, you hear a line doesn't mean the audience is going to hear a line. And they really, really opened up my eyes to the possibility of what songs could be and how they can come alive. So it was a wonderful process. I was a little adult contemporary at the time in this Woman I Am, Going Back, were some of the songs on there. So like I said, it was a good place to start, but I didn't quite have my sound yet, you know, as an artist.
So can you tell me more about your debut single called Call My Name?
Call My Name. it's really about being alone in a crowd, you know, and sometimes you just, I know for me, I feel so isolated sometimes, you know, especially a lot of the streaming stuff. But at that time, you don't know if anyone's paying attention and you just want someone to call you and come up to you and recognize that you exist.
So what was it like putting your debut EP together called Woman I Am?
Woman I Am. Like I said, it was a really just a genuine process. It's the first time I had coaches with songs. And we went line by line. We had a lot of pre-sessions before I flew all the way out to LA to do the actual session. So it was a lot of zooming back and forth and working on songs. A lot of growth, I think, during that experience. It was just a great team to start with, and it was a great learning experience. And again, I didn't quite know what direction I wanted. Adult contemporary sounded like where I wanted to be. I eventually kind of evolved from that sound.
So, can you know more about the single that was called Holiday to Remember?
Holiday to Remember. You know, growing up, I had a very abusive stepfather, and our holidays were tense, you know, but my sisters, we would all come together and like support each other. But as you grow up, people move away, have their own families. And this one holiday, my family just didn't come together, and I was very sad about it. And I realized that holidays aren't a great time for a lot of people. It can be really hard. It was hard for me. And I sat in a diner. It was Thanksgiving here in America. And I sat in a diner and I wrote this song, like, you know, hey, we promised to come together and we're not, you know, and it made me sad. So I just kind of wrote a song like, hey, let's do better.
So it must have been a difficult time during COVID being a singer-songwriter.
You know, I do some counseling on the side, and I'm an anxiety specialist. And I thought, Randy, it's COVID. You got to walk the walk. You got to, you know, anxiety is a creativity killer for a lot of reasons, a lot of brain reasons. So I kind of doubled down and I said, you know, my label had dropped me and I'm like, all right, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to practice, you know, my mindfulness. I'm going to bring things in. I'm not going to let anxiety rule me right now. And I'm going to learn how to use technology. Everyone is online. I need to be there and I need to learn how to do it. And I worked with a group called Modern Musicians that do a lot of digital marketing and learned a lot. I really doubled down during COVID. I released my album despite, you know, being dropped, which did really well, Here I Stand. And I wrote Full Moon Rising, which has probably been my biggest release to date.
We've heard about that very soon. So can you tell me more about the single that you released called It Should Have Been You?
It Should Have Been You? Okay. Dating hasn't always gone the way I wanted it to go, right? So you get to start to thinking like over the past people that you dated. And I started thinking about high school and the one that got away. And like, because of my home life, you know, I was really insecure. I just wanted to be saved. And there was this really nice kid that if I had my head on straight, like it should have been you. Like I should have gone out with this nice kid, you know. Instead, I just, you know, went out with older guys and it was a mess. So, and that song was from him and we've been in touch and I sent it to him and he didn't know what to do. It was like crickets for a while. And he finally was like, wow. Like he had no idea. Like it was just kind of out of left field. So, but we talked about it and kind of laughed about it. You know, you take an idea and you make it bigger and you run with it. And that's what happened with It Should Have Been You.
So I guess that's where you get your inspiration from different aspects.
You know, you do. You like things happen and even whether it happens the way you want it to or not, you take a piece of that and you kind of run with it for a song. And sometimes you tell the full story. Sometimes you throw other things in with the stories. But I think during COVID and even prior to that, I started to learn how to write from prompts. Sinners and Saints from from my album, not Woman I Am, the one after that. It was a prompt in a songwriting group I was in, and I didn't want to write the song Sinners and Saints. I thought it was going to be cliche, but it was empowering to know that I could take a little idea out of nowhere and build on it. And that's really empowering as a songwriter. I didn't have to wait to get dumped or, you know, something to happen. I could just kind of make it up in my head and make it fun and make a good song out of it.
So, can you tell me more about the single that released called Queen of the Barstool, Two Step?
That was one of the COVID songs that I'm like, you know, people get dumped, like they're alone for COVID. And when you're not with somebody, you get all dressed up. And you go on the town and you pretend you're okay. And that's what Queen of the Barstool was about. I'm like, hey, you can't even do that now. You can't go on town and be the queen for the night. So instead, I wrote a song about it, Queen of the Barstool Two Step. And that song is my biggest release to date. Even on YouTube, it's over 650,000 views on YouTube. I won, I think, 5 awards for that song. From different organizations, ISA, International Singer-Songwriters, World Songwriting Association, Merit, and I'm missing one. So Video of the Year. So it's got a lot of recognition internationally, which I'm really, really thrilled about.
Well, congratulations to winning them rewards. So can you tell me more about your EP that released called Full Moon Rising?
Full Moon Rising, again, a lot of those songs are COVID songs. And I was able to put a lot of time into them. And nobody was recording. No one was going into the studio. So I had a lot of time with my producer. Going back, he's like, "You're writing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going down. I'm doubling down. Like, we're doing this." And it was really interesting because I love to do video. And I release a video with the song. But I couldn't get anywhere to do video. Like, Queen of the Barstool, I needed a bar. And nobody would let me in. So I'm begging. I got turned down by Molly Thatcher, like Molly McGee's. All the pubs were like, "No, it's COVID." So finally, I got one little dive bar called The Side Door. They're like, "Yeah, come in. I'll open for you." And there we were. But there was no one around. But it just kind of fit the song, Queen of the Barstool. You're kind of... Yeah. So it actually worked out well, although it did get banned on Twitter because there's a shot where I have shots lined up, line them up, I'll shoot them down. And I'm pretending it's iced tea, number one. And I'm putting it into a pitcher, but Twitter didn't know that and they banned me from Twitter. So
these things happen. So, can you tell me more about the thing that was called The Dance?
The Dance, another bar song. And then that, again, from Heart and Soul, my last EP, that's the biggest release. So if you have a country song, put it in a bar and it really does well. But again, it's that idea, you're going out to meet somebody and you want to meet somebody and you meet somebody and you're like, "Come on, like this person, please." And there's nothing there. It's like, tell me, when will my heart start? Like, come on, you know? It's just that your heart's not cooperating with things. And it's the dance of romance. Like, you want to be in a relationship and you just like are dancing around it.
So I'm going to move away from the music just a minute, about talking about a promotion. So can you tell me more about KGYJ Media and Promotions?
Oh, is that Caden Gordon?
Yes, Caden Gordon, yes.
Hey, Gordon. I'm going to tell you, he's a hustler, that one. He's working hard. I mean, I realized eventually that he's actually in school and doing all his promotion there. Such dedication to music and supporting artists, you know. And I met him kind of by accident. Like, I heard his name through my show, The Ranch. He was sending me some artists to interview. And eventually, I did a fundraiser for Autism Tennessee. And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm driving to Tennessee 11 hours, doing a show and driving 11 hours back." And I got to meet him, and it was really interesting character. I like him a lot. And he's, again, such a supporter of the arts, you know.
So going to move on to this year now. So can you tell me more about a single that was called Crash and Burn?
Crash and Burn. Oh, man. Yeah, I was dating, and you meet somebody and you know they're not right. You know this is trouble. You know they're risky to go out with, but you do it anyway. And it was just kind of a cautionary tale that sometimes you got to get out of a relationship before you really get hurt, before you crash and burn. And that's what this is. You know, you're going out with someone and all the warning signs are going off, and sometimes you got to listen to them.
So can you tell me more about the EP that you called Heart and Soul?
Heart and Soul. So that was, you know, post-COVID, and everyone's kind of picking up the pieces, you know, trying to go on with their lives, and it isn't always that easy. And as a counselor, you know, talking to other people, like, some families really pulled together and some really imploded. And that's the song Olivia is about kind of domestic violence that we don't want to talk about. The doors are shut and everyone kind of keeps these things to themselves. And it's a problem. It's something that we do need to talk about. So Olivia was kind of, you know, my trying to bring awareness to domestic violence, Crash and Burn. So a lot of those songs are about relationships and getting started, but, you know, showing caution when you do.
So as we're in the Christmas period now, very soon. So can you tell me more about your latest single called What Do You Say Santa?
What Do You Say Santa? You know, you have to put together a Christmas song fairly early to get it released by the holidays. So it was summertime. There's a heat wave. It's like 95 degrees. That's Fahrenheit here. And you have to write a Santa song. And it's like being in the Bahamas for Christmas. Like, you have to come up with something. And the thing I was thinking about is those elves on the shelf. It's the first thing that came into my mind. And I'm like, I think they're creepy. Somebody's watching me 24/7. Are you kidding me? No adult can live up to that. You know, they like to think they can because it's a kid thing. But what if they were watching the adults? We're going to parties, we're flirting, we're having fun. And is that putting us on the naughty list? And that was kind of what I ran with for the song. It just made it kind of this fun, lively. Yeah, so having fun is nice, you know, it's fun, but what do you say, Santa? You're coming my way.
So are you going to be working on any new music in the next year?
I really want to do a lot of collaborating next year. There's some artists I've had my eye on. I think I'm going to reach out to. I did write a song for the Rhode Island Songwriting Association. They do this really great thing. Songwriters in the Round. So they have four songwriters for once a month. But they give them a song prompt. So everyone has to write a song. My prompt was if Walls Could Hear. And I'm like, so I wrote a really great song for that. So I want to keep going. I might take that into the studio. So I have some things on the burners. Always have some, you know, some coals burning.
So, Kate, what's it like being an independent artist that you are now for you?
I got to tell you, you got to be a jack of all trades. And it takes some perseverance, some organization, because you have to be your own label. So you got to do social media. You got to promote, you know, you got to write, you know, and there's so many platforms. And then you're playing live. So there's, you know, so you're doing all the booking and things like that. I do have a good promotion team that I work with, you know, and some booking people. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard. You really try. I don't compete with other indie artists, but I try to be competitive with them. I want my material to be strong and have a strong showing. But it's interesting. It's interesting. You really got to be organized.
So finally, can you tell my listeners, where can I find you on your social media?
Everywhere. If you spell my name correctly, which is RANDIEONEIL, you'll find me everywhere. I have a great website which has a lot of information. And if you really want to help an indie artist, go to their website and download material from their website, from their merch page, because that's how the artist keeps some of the profits. Otherwise, everyone's got their pockets in it. And all those likes on Facebook and social media, they mean a lot in this business. So that's a way to support indie artists as well.
Thank you for letting me chat to you today.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for letting me chat to you today.
Oh, thank you so much. My pleasure. Great way to start my day.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Ruben, you too. Have a great one. Happy holidays, everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
What do you say, Santa? Coming my way. I'm not sure if I'm naughty or nice. I guess some days I get it right. But 'tis the season for fa-la-la with a little eggnog. I don't know ya at all. Working no play just ain't right.
Bye.
Yes, that's Randy O'Neill there. And what do you say, Santa? Thank you for letting me interview you. This is another Kringle and Co. with CDC Promotions. And this is NKP Promotions and Make a Wish.
When streets are covered in snow, and lovers kiss beneath the mistletoe, embrace the warmth of Christmas Eve. Tonight's the night to believe. Peaceful presence in the air, and Christmas spirits everywhere. And share a laughter, love and cheer, 'cause it comes once this time of year. So make a wish, make a wish, make a wish, it's Christmas Eve. Make a wish, make a wish, and you better believe. Santa gives his gifts tonight, while kids await under the Christmas light. And peaceful presence in the air, and Christmas spirits everywhere. You share a laughter, love and cheer, it comes once this time of year. So make a wish, make thousand suns, give away to the ones in need. Everyone should feel loved on Christmas Eve. Celebrate the magic within you. Make a wish, it's Christmas Eve, and believe.
Yes, that's about NKP Productions and Make-A-Wish. Isn't it coming up into my show here, but this time for Brenda Lee, Rocking Around a Christmas Tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Yeah, that's great, Brenda Lee there, and rocking around a Christmas tree. Wish you on behalf of one of the presenters here at Bexley Hill Radio a very Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Christmas day. And there's some great shows. Still special shows here at Bexhill Hill Radio on Christmas Day. There's some them shows as well. It's from me. I wish you a great Christmas day. And it's goodbye from me. Gonna leave you now with a great Jim Reeves. And not until the next time.
Not until the next time will I cry. I look into the past, I see this picture once again. Each time I let it happen, I vow this is the end, and I stop loving you until the next time. Not until time will I cry all night for you, and listen when you beg me for a chance when you're